We're so lucky and fortunate around here to have so many great places that feature live music. When I was growing up in Kingston, New York, around Woodstock in the 70s and radio, there were just a million places to go for live music. That seemed to have gone away, but live music is back in a big way in a lot of the different theaters that are in our area, and we are so lucky to have the Mehewi right around the corner in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. We're coming up on June 29th, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. And with us today, we have Southside Johnny. Johnny, welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on the radio because it means I'm still breathing.
I always say I'm on the right. Every morning I get up, but I'm on the right side of the dirt.
That's right.
And I've been in broadcasting now for 50 years, but you have been formally playing music professionally, what, since 1965, 1970?
I would say 65, 66. Yeah. Well, professionally, let's see. That's about 2 years. I was I started out as a very middle teenager and just jumping up and singing with bands and not doing that yet paid or anything like that. But that is 50 some years ago, so it's been almost a half a century of singing.
Now, what is it about New Jersey that produces such iconic, long-lasting musicians like you, Springsteen, and the list goes? It's amazing what's come out of New Jersey.
It's the desperate need to escape. I don't know. It's just, especially the Jersey Shore area, there's so many places for entertainment because people come down here for the summer and they want to go to places and hear music and do all that. So there were a lot of clubs open and there were a lot of opportunities to see bands and get inspired by bands. So we kind of just took advantage of that. It was a direction. It's like athletics. For some kids, it's a direction you can go to, which is not some stultifying job, and it lets you express yourself. And girls are involved, so it was really a great thing for us as teenagers.
It's great that you say that because when I was in high school, I joined a band specifically. I learned how to play guitar. I joined a band specifically for that. But right out of high school, I became a radio announcer simply because I couldn't sing, so my musical career was very limited. But I enjoyed music. I enjoyed being around bands. And I think from 1970 to like 1985, 90, when I was based in the Hudson Valley, it was the best decision I ever made because I just heard so many great musicians.
Well, and you do get a chance to do what you want to do, and there's no dress requirements, really. And it's not 9 to 5, and it's, most of us don't have a real boss, somebody who tells you you've got to be there. We know what our roles are, whether you're the lead singer or you're the bass player or the drummer. You know what your role is, you know what your responsibilities are, but you're allowed to go about them in your own way, and that kind of freedom was very important back in the 60s. I mean, we all had turned our backs on corporate jobs, and, we just didn't want the same thing every day, which is sometimes ironic because you realize you're riding in a van, a car, a bus, an airplane, and you've done it 3 billion times. But still, when you get on stage, you get 2 hours to do whatever you want to do and make music. And that's what we love to do, and we still do.
Now, coming from the area where you came from, where, by the way, we're speaking with Southside Johnny, the Asbury Jukes will be at the Mehewi Theater in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, on June 29th. Coming from the area where you came from, I know you must have been influenced by the great musicians that you performed with and everything, but before that, who influenced you the most in music? I mean, who lit the fire for you?
Well, actually, my parents, they would listen to Count Basie with Jimmy Rostring and Louis Armstrong and T-Bone Walker and Sonny Boy Williamson the First, Ray Charles. I mean, they listened to all this great rhythm and blues. And to me, that was the norm. I thought everybody's parents came home and put on Winoni Harris, Don't Roll Those Bloodshot Eyes at Me, and drank beer and whiskey and yelled and screamed and had a good time. So to me, that's what music was, this, happiness. And I listened to black radio stations from Newark, New Jersey, and they played Elmore James and Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley. And it all sounded so, like, so much fun. And those are the things that really got me going. I mean, I love to hear all the early rock and roll and the doo-wop and the blues. It just really moved me. And then later it was the Drifters and Otis Redding. And just the kind of music that really sends shivers down your spine. And I guess that just kind of sunk into me. And when I started singing, that's the kind of singing I wanted to do. I wasn't capable of it at the time. I was just a little pipsqueak kid. But, you know, the urge was there.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes at the Mahiwi Theater in Great Barrington on the 29th. What's interesting to me is when I've been in broadcasting now 50 years and I've seen the changes and I've adapted to the changes. To you, are the changes you've seen in the music industry over the years, especially in recording and record contracts, how are those changes? How do you view those changes that have taken place?
I think it's all for the better, really. I mean, I was on a number of labels and we were always like, low man on the totem pole. We got some promotion, which back then you really couldn't get because it wasn't the internet. And if you weren't on radio, you didn't exist. You could be the best band live, but unless people went out to see you, who cares? And now with the internet and people being able to put their music up to be heard, and all of the different ways you can cross talk with different people who like certain types of music and your music might fit into that, it really does give you a chance to reach out to the world without somebody telling you what you need to do as far as record companies and all that stuff. And with recording, there's so much easy home recording, and recording studios have lowered their prices accordingly. And so to me, it's the golden age of being a young musician. You may not ever become a superstar, but at least you will find like-minded people all around the world. And if you can play live and do it well, you will have a career. You'll be able to go and play all over the world. You're not going to become a multimillionaire, but you're going to make music. And that's something I always thought was more important.
Now, if you ever relax...
I'm not a millionaire. I guess I got to take it that way.
If you ever relax and are sitting around and listening to music, who are the musicians that you listen to now, Johnny Lyon?
Oh, God, I can't even begin. I've got so many different ones. Everything from Chinese lute music to classic jazz. I still listen to blues. There's a lot. Nashville and the environs has a lot of great new R&B singers whose names I can never remember. The Night Sweats, I forget the guy's name. But anyway, there's a lot of new music that's great. I'm a traditionalist, but I still like a lot of the more outer, crazy music things, too. So I'm very open-minded. I listen to a lot of different stuff.
Once again, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes at the Mahiwi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington on June 29th. Now, you also, the band itself, you have a roster that is an all-star roster of people that either you have played with, are playing with. I mean, it's not your normal type of, like, five-person, just the same five people over the past 50 years.
No, it's a horn band, so people come and go, and if you're going to have this long a career, you're going to have people having children and wanting to stay home and getting tired of the road. And also your musical tastes change, and they may not want to change with you. People go on out and have their own careers. So you really do, there is a really a huge backlog of jukes. But, you know, you always get, because we're fun live and because people are allowed to play what they want to play, it is a job that people like. It is not going through the motions or anything like that. And even though I'm completely crazy, I'm usually fairly nice to the band except the horns.
It's, you know, when I was a disc jockey back in the 70s, and I played a certain type of music back then, it was called CHR music, but I had friends, living in the Woodstock area, that introduced me to a band called Patroon Hill back then, a local band, but they were great, they were a regional band. They had a horn section that was outstanding, and it really changed my view of music and what I really wanted to play on the radio, because it was just not so homogenized.
Well, I think when the horns kick in, it takes it to another level. And if you use the right arrangements and things like that, they could be power, they could be subtlety. And all three of my guys can solo. Like, everybody in the band can solo. So this is the best band I've ever had. But it gives you the fluidity to point to somebody and say, why don't you take a solo in this, or you try, and that way I get to rest.
Well, keep on doing what you're doing, because, I mean, it's amazing the music that you have made and that you continue to make. And once again, folks, it's your chance. The Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, June 29th, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Johnny, thanks for taking a few minutes today and talking to us.
Thanks, Marsh.